Hello and
Love
welcome.
Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lending hand.
And God's favor.
God's favor.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lending
God's favor.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just...
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to The Reality of the Creator. I am your co-host, Woody Abdul-Karim, and I want to thank everybody who's calling in today for being on the show. And we pray that Allah, the Creator, accepts this as worship and counts this as a good deed for us. Alhamdulillah. The host today is, as always, Imam Shahid Shabazz, and he is live, and I will bring the show to him. And I just wanted to tell everyone, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And those are the words that we say in Arabic, and it's basically saying God's peace to everyone, and may he reward us, give us barakat, give us blessings for our prayers that we're making for each other in this greeting. So, assalamu alaikum. And without further delay, I'm going to try to work the switchboard here. I am filling in for the main co-host, Sister Isla, who is still recovering from some difficulties that she had, and we pray for her. And hopefully she will be able to sign in today and call in and give us some enthusiasm with her words. I'm trying to tune in Imam Shahid Shabazz. Are you there, brother? Assalamu alaikum, if you could hear me.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay, alhamdulillah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Were you able to hear everything I said, brother?
Yes, sir.
Okay, alhamdulillah. So that means I got it right again.
Yes, sir. All praises due to Allah.
So I just would like for you to, you know, open the show and greet the people. And we have a few callers on who have tuned in, and just wanted to turn it over to you, inshallah. The title for today's show that the Imam gave me earlier, yesterday, and a very deep topic is False Gods Will Never Bring Peace and Justice. False gods will never bring peace and justice. And this is a title that, you know, you could ponder on for a long time. And we're going to get into this discussion. I have a few questions for the Imam, and I'll give it right over to you, inshallah. Imam Shahid Shabazz, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. We want to thank the brother for bringing us on. We want to first, after that, immediately thank Allah, the creator of all people, the creator of all the heavens and earth, for bringing us back to life this morning after he had imposed upon us a state next to death. You know, sleep is the kin brother to death. So when we're asleep, we're next to dead. And when Allah put his ruh, spirit, back in our body, then we come back to life in this world. But many, many people, he don't put his spirit back in their body, because he is life, his spirit is life, and they die, their body die, and their spirit go back to Allah. So we want to thank our Creator for each day, because each day is a gift. And each day is a special mercy, because he could have taken us the day before, and we wouldn't have been ready for him. So he give us another day so that we may have the opportunity, the chance, to get our life right with him and live a righteous life like he created us on this earth and prepare to live even a better life in his eternal kingdom in the heaven of Allah in the hereafter. So with that said, people, we want to start off by saying what the brother just mentioned about the title. What I'm saying here, people, is this. The real creator, Allah, he say, Allah say it, in his last book of Revelations, the Holy Quran, in the Quran, Allah say the things of this world is nothing but goods and chattels of deceptions. You know, you hear people always talking about my good this, my good wife, my good car, my good this, my good that. I'm good. Ain't nobody good. Ain't nothing you see good. Even if you see a person doing good, you can't call that person good. Not justifiably. Why? Because Allah said all good come from Allah, our creator. He's all good. And Allah said all the evil that happens in our life as human beings come from ourselves. So, you see, in the world today, most people worshiping things created by the creator. And they done forgot, most people, about the creator, Allah. And Allah say this world and everything in it is nothing. Absolutely, it's an illusion. It's just a test. It don't even exist. When you look at yourself in the mirror, you think you're looking at yourself? Well, you are incorrect. You're looking at nothing but dirt that's soon going to pass away. Say, you see, the real world and the real life is in the hereafter. The unseen, after this world is gone off in the scene. And it's eternal. That's the eternal world of Allah. Allah say, that we have here in the material world, people say, this is mine. I possess it. I got $1 billion. I got $600 trillion. This is my wife. This is my husband. This is my this. This is my that. Allah say that all that we have in this world will soon pass away. And we can't, Allah say, we can't stop ourselves from dying. He said nobody else had the power to stop us from dying when he called us to die. He said, so if we some God or we think we're in control of our life, don't die. And if you see someone dying, call that soul back in that body. He said, you can't do it. And Allah's world will emerge very soon. We see the signs of Allah's world emerging fast. What do I mean by this? We see the world of Allah merging fast. We see good merging fast. We see good people meeting each other every day. We see goodness coming in this world. But if all you want to see is bad, that's all you're going to see. But if you got faith in Almighty Allah, and you sincerely trying to please him, he will show you the good beyond the bad. But if you're following yourself, all you're going to see is bad. All you're going to be is bad. So, people, I want you to know Allah gives us one chance in this world, and he gives us one choice to learn and understand that Allah is the only reality. Now, I want to emphasize this. Think about this, people. Most people worship themselves, their husband, wife, children, money, cars, whatever. They worship these things like these things are real. They'll kill you over these things. I've seen people get shot just for touching somebody's car they just got through waxing. Can you imagine that? You're going to kill a man over a car? You just touch your car. Oh, you got that spot on my car. And this is true. So most people need to learn and understand that Allah is the only reality. You just kill somebody over nothing. And this world, people, and everything in it is only here for a fleeting moment. You know what a fleeting moment is? I just said fleet, and the time I said fleet, it was gone. And we're only here for a fleeting moment to test our faith in Allah.
and Allah's unseen reality. You see? And Allah say, finally, people, for this segment of my talk, Allah say, people, that all the good that happens to us, that good comes from Allah. And people, Allah say, all the evil that comes in our life, we bring it on ourselves. It comes from ourselves. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So alhamdulillah means all praises to God, all praises to Allah. And that's a very deep and wonderful opening, Imam, that you just gave us, and a lot of points that you had in there, probably too many for me to jot down because you know you were going. But and we appreciate that for sure. This is the show, The Reality of the Creator. And the topic that Imam Shahid Shabazz chose to discuss today is false gods will never bring peace and justice. False gods will never bring peace and justice. And, you know, you were all over that, you know, from different points of that in your opening. And just a few things. One story I wanted to mention, and maybe, you know, I'm sure some of what you have to say will build on it. But the story of Moses. Alayhi salam, peace and blessings be upon him. You know, and there's so many stories of Moses because we know so much from Moses in all the Zabor, the Torah.
That's right.
The Quran. So we have so much of the story of Moses and his people. So, but one of them is that, and Allah says in Quran, and we'll build on it, it's a small verse in chapter 2, number 54, and the translation, the meaning is translated as, and remember when Moses said to his people, O my people, verily you have wronged yourselves by worshiping the calf. Okay. The surah before that, it says, and remember when we appointed Moses, 40 nights, and in his absence, you took the calf for worship, and you were among the zalimun, polytheists, wrongdoers. Okay, and then Moses told his people, you know, verily you wronged yourselves. This is a story that when Moses told his people, I'm going to speak to my Lord, I'm going to speak to Allah, and he told him for 30 days, but Allah knew better, and Allah kept him there for 40 days. And because it took more than 30 days, the people said, he's not coming back. You know, the Jews that were with him were, you know, they were in slavery for such a long time from Pharaoh. Pharaoh finally released them. So mentally, they just were not, you know, thinking correctly. You know, if you can make that excuse for our Jewish brothers, they were just not thinking correctly. And because Moses took a little bit more time, they said, we have to build something to worship. Moses is not coming back. He said 30 days, and now it's been 31 days, and he's not back, right? So they built a cow. They gathered their jewelry and built some kind of a, you know, thing to worship. And these things that you build or that anybody puts in line to worship, they make the excuse, and it's mentioned in Quran and in the Hadith. They say, oh, we weren't worshiping that thing. We just built it to get us closer to Allah. We just built it so that we can get more near to Allah, so we could think of him more. We weren't worshiping, and that excuse is just obliterated in all the it's he tears it up. He just rips it up. You built that calf to worship, and worship to us is anything that you try to ask besides Allah. You build it or you turn to it to get closer to Allah. You think this statue or this person or something is going to get you closer to Allah, so you pray to that thing to get you nearer to Allah. That is just an excuse. And that example is wide open for us right there in the Quran, that only Allah is worthy of worship. We can't build a statue or a golden cow. And then you still see people who have a golden cow and wear it around their neck, you know. And
that's
you
right.
We cannot do these things to get closer to our Lord, because our Lord is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and there's no barrier between us and him. We don't have to go to Muhammad peace and blessings be upon him, or to Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him, or to Moses, peace and blessings be upon him, or to Abraham, to pray, Abraham, pray to God for me, or let me pray to you, and you tell God that I made a prayer to God, because God doesn't have any intermediaries with us. We can go directly to Allah.
No, we don't.
Alhamdulillah. I just wanted to bring that one story up because it's so pertinent to the topic that you chose for this morning. False gods will never bring peace and justice. And so you have all those separations in religion, even in Islam. You know, you have so many different sects and bisects and things like that because the oneness of God is being ignored. And
sure is.
Yeah, and we call it Tawheed in our religion and in other religions. You could just say the oneness of God. When it's ignored, it's going to cause separation. It leaves space, room in there for the shaitan to come in and create vices and lead us in different directions. And every direction the shaitan leads us is wrong. Every direction he leads us is wrong. And one last hadith before I give it back, inshallah, to you, Imam, is that there's a short hadith about anyone who dies, and you could pick which part of this ayat you want to listen to, because it's glass half full or glass half empty, but it's narrated that Allah's apostle said, anyone who dies worshiping along with Allah, something else, others along with Allah will enter the fire, and he says enter the fire, so that doesn't mean they'll stay there. You know, hopefully if they have some iman in their heart, they'll be taken out of the fire. But he said, if you die worshiping something else along with Allah, you'll enter the fire. And I said, anyone who dies, the narrator said, anyone who dies worshiping, he asked the messenger, and he said, anyone who dies worshiping none along with Allah will definitely enter paradise. So I would want to take the second part of that ayah and say, how do we die not worshiping anything along with Allah? How do we take Allah up on that promise that if we don't worship anything else besides him, we can enter the paradise? And I think that's like my sub question to the topic is, how do we stay on that path? Because it's so easy to consider something else worship. And, that's the main thing I just wanted to bring up, inshallah, and bring you back on, inshallah, Imam Shahid Shabazz. And you have at least four or five other callers. So whenever you're ready, just let me know and I'll bring one on, inshallah, Imam. I'll turn it back over to you. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, thank you. Wa alaikum salam. First of all, we have to understand. No, we don't have to, because we have a choice. But first of all, if you want to, you hear a lot of people say this, I don't know what my purpose is in life. I got a purpose, but I just don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I don't know what my purpose is.
Mm.
And, I mean, you're looking at the world, and you're seeing all this evil, this murder, all these horrific crimes, molesting children, homosexuals, gays. You just name all the evil. Mass murderers, serial killers. I mean, all kinds of human beings killing each other. Do we think that's the purpose that our Creator created us to kill each other? To eat each other's flesh, dead flesh, literally, physically. Huh? I know a man in North Carolina. I'm from North Carolina. And I know a little boy. I know it was super guys. One was old and one was younger. They cut their mother's, one cut his father's head off and set his father's head on the table and told his mother, come downstairs, Mom. I want you to see something. She came downstairs, and that was a horrible sight. The other little boy down in Dobson, North Carolina, somewhere, not too long ago, he cut his mother's head off her body, and he toted it outside in his hand. When the police came, he was holding his mother a severed neck, laughing. Now, you're going to tell me, is that what the Creator created us for? To kill each other? To hate each other? Everybody already know what they was created for because it's already in their nature. Every baby created by Allah, the Creator. Allah created that baby with a good nature, a godly nature, his nature. Good. Every baby. And evil is not our nature. Evil is foreign to our nature.
Evil comes from lying. Evil comes from mixing lies with the truth. So you can be confused and you won't be able to distinguish the truth from falsehood. That's why Adam and Eve, our mother and father, got deceived by the Satan. He mixed truth with falsehood. And so by them being newly created, they couldn't distinguish the difference, but he had already been with Allah because Satan was first. He wasn't no devil. He was a servant of Allah called a jinn in heaven, working with the angels for Allah. I mean, not for Allah, but in the cause of Allah. But this is something I want to get out. The purpose of every human being is to live a good life. Allah says in the Quran, he said, I created you nations and tribes that you might get to know each other and not that you might despise and hate one another. And he said, verily, truly, the most honored human being in his presence is the one that is the most taqwa, like the brother said, conscious at all times that I am created by my Lord to live a good life. And even though I don't see him, I know he see me at all times. I know he see me. I can feel his presence. I don't see him, but I can feel his presence. And another brother probably like this if he own. This right here tells you what faith in Allah is. Allah says faith in Allah and all Allah's attributes or qualities is the basis of all virtue. Of all virtuous deeds, excuse me. No act is acceptable by Allah without this faith. You hear that? Faith in Allah and Allah's attributes, divine qualities. Attributes means qualities. Is the basis of all virtuous deeds. So no act is acceptable by Allah without this faith. So this in essence means that faith in Allah is striving always to be like Allah. It's always striving to be, strive for Allah's, to be the way to take on his ways. Give up our ways. Faith in Allah is to strive always to, from birth to death, to take on his good ways, his good attributes. And this is the basis of all virtue. Allah won't accept your deeds, good deeds, if your good deeds is not built upon faith in Allah and his attributes and the good pleasure of Allah. Allah say, no act is acceptable by Allah without this faith. So without this kind of faith, Allah don't accept your good, what you call good. And then remain steadfast. This is what Allah said. And then remain steadfast, consistent, means to comply with what Allah has ordained and to keep away from what Allah has forbidden so that one could get their good, get Allah's good pleasure, excuse me. Every Muslim is required to guard his or her speech strictly, because even the slightest carelessness in this regard can cause Allah's displeasure. Now, that's profound. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah, thank you for those profound words, brother. Alhamdulillah, like I try to keep up and take notes, Sheikh, just keep dropping them. Inshallah, I will be able to keep up. Alhamdulillah. I wanted to just go through a couple of the callers because some of them have been on for a little while. I know some may be friends or family that tune in from time to time, but I'll just try to plug you in. And if you want to make a comment or a statement, please feel free to do so. The host always says, it's a community show. So he absolutely welcomes questions, welcomes the participation. And, you're not screened. You're going to go live on. It's not like other shows where I get to ask you a few questions and see what you're all about before I put you on the air. So, inshallah, we're going to go for it. There's a caller calling from the 313 area code. Last four digits ends with 1273. I think I've seen the number before, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to put you on now and see if you have a comment or if you have a statement. If you could say your name and where you're calling from. Assalamu alaikum. Are you there, caller? I know my wife told me last week that I took people off the mute and put them back on mute too quickly, because when I tried to introduce them, there was a delay before she could pick up. So I'm going to try not to do that today. But this one at the 313 area code, 313 area code here, I think that's more than enough time. So I'm going to assume that you don't have a comment. Please continue to listen. And if you have a question later, I think you can hit the number 1 on your phone, and it will light up like you're raising a hand on the switchboard, and I'll be able to pick you again. And I think the next one is Sister Isla, which would be fantastic if that's her, in the 202 area code. It ends with the 0248. And what's your name and where you're calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Rashid Shabazz, and I'm calling from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And I just wanted to say alhamdulillah, and I thank Allah for blessing my father to be so smart and wise, and blessing me to finally be here with my father. Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, brother. Hey, brother Rashid, alhamdulillah. It's wonderful to hear your voice. You got a fantastic voice for radio, so I don't know if you're gonna be hosting this show one day. But
yeah, inshallah.
Inshallah. And Winston Salem is glad to have you here. And may Allah continue to bless you. I know you're in Winston anyway, but did you have any question that you wanted to put on the radio? Or did you just want to make that statement? Let us know that you're here and listening.
Yeah, just let you know I'm here and listening.
Okay. Well, we absolutely appreciate you. We wish you success and continued success and continued success again. Welcome to the broadcast, The Reality of the Creator. Our topic again today is false gods will never bring peace and justice. So false gods will never bring peace and justice. I mean, obviously there's a lot of things that are worshipped, a lot of false gods that, you know, people worship. I know there's some different religions. They have over 200 idols, you know, that they have these statues that they make, one they drive with, one that they travel with, one they have for their home, one they have for their office, one they have for the bathroom, one for the kitchen when they cook, you know, and, you know, none of that, you know, and not picking on or picking out any particular religions, but lots of religions have idols and have these things that they worship besides God. And for our purposes as Muslims, we know what we call worship is anything that you pray to, anything that you think is going to bring you, you know, good luck. You know, if you try to rub on a horseshoe, you know, before you get in the car, or you know, you got a rabbit's foot on your keychain, and before you get in the car, you rub your rabbit's foot and say some little short prayer or whatever. You know, you're asking that thing to bring you good that only God could bring you. You know, and
exactly.
You're right, and that is considered a form of worship. I know growing up, you know, in the 70s and the 80s, you know, it was a big deal if you had gold back then, because gold jewelry said you had some money. And, you know, a lot of people have a horn on their gold chain, you know, and I think it was an Italian thing. They called it the Moloits or something, you know, and different emblems that they just put on jewelry that, you know, you thought was going to bring you good luck, like a horseshoe or something else like that. And those things are all considered a form of worship. That's how deep it is in Islam. This tawheed that we have, this oneness of Allah, breaks it all the way down to the very last compound. It takes it to three different levels of tawheed, three different levels of worship. So even the smaller things like that, where you think it's okay to put this you know, gold horseshoe chain on your little baby's neck, like it's going to protect them when he's in the daycare center, when only Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth, can protect your child when they're at the daycare center. Only Allah can do that. Not the police, not the person in charge of the daycare center, nothing. Only Allah is ultimately in charge of that child's protection. So those things, even those small little things where somebody would say, no, I'm not worshiping that thing. It's just for fun, or, you know, it's just for this or for that. No, no, we as Muslims don't do that, because we are so, our tawhid is such an important thing for us that we don't do that. There's another caller in the 336 area code, and this number is a 2640 number, and I just want to, you know, give you a chance to come on. There's quite a few callers, and if you have any questions or want to share, you can, and if not, that's absolutely fine. So I'm going to put you on and say, what's your name and where are you calling from? And that's a 336 number, ends in a 2640. If you have any comment or if you wanted to say anything, you definitely have an opportunity. But if not, that's absolutely fine. We appreciate you listening, along with the other callers. And that is a 301 caller that's been on for a little while, 301, and it ends in the 3381 number. And I just want to give you a chance also. If what's your name and where you're calling from, if you have any questions.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Like you can't hear me. I was trying to say something. This is Isla, you know.
We can hear you.
Can
well,
you hear
sister.
Me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, glad to have you on, Sister Isla.
I'm glad I can be on it, at least to listen to this beautiful message that you are putting out today, Abdullah, and I'm really enjoying the show, and just wanted to let you know that I wouldn't miss it for anything, and I was really trying hard to get you, and I'm glad to know that I did reach you.
Alhamdulillah. And we are glad to hear you. You are like the motivate, like the spark plug in the engine, so... We are 100% glad to hear your voice, and we hope that you're recovering well.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Allah's blessing me to come along, you know, with this type of illness that I have. It takes time to progress and get to the point where I was. So, inshallah, I hope to be out within another week. I'm in rehab right now. Having therapy done, especially for the area that I couldn't move, which was my arm. So, inshallah, I'm praying that maybe by next week I'll be out of here. And I don't know what's going on in this world, in this society. I'm not trying to go out in this air and catch something else.
Yeah.
That's the best you know. Somebody says you're blessed because you're on the inside, and you don't have to worry about that, you know. So Allah is our protector, and He's the best knower. But right now, He's blessed me to do well and be coming along just fine with my problem, with this stroke that I had and with the arm. My arm is my main problem, but I'm getting a lot of therapy for it and doing well, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Well, thank you, sister, for coming on. Of course, we may come back to you before the end of the show. And we appreciate you, and we're all making dua that Allah gives you shifa, means He heals you and brings you back even better than you were before. There's another
Ameen.
Caller. Ameen. There's another caller. Looks like I know this number. Hasn't been on for too long, but we want to just ask this person, 919 area code. Ask what's your name and where you are calling from. Caller in the 919, can you hear me? Ends with 2678. Okay. Well, I've been told again.
Hello?
That I take your move. Hey, assalamu alaikum, which peace and blessings be upon you. What's your name, young lady, and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Yes.
Now I can. Hi, this is Dawn. I am your wife. I am happy to be listening in on this. Thank you for sharing. I'm just listening, digesting, but you're doing a great job. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. We are so pleased that you came on today, and we hope and pray that you will continue to come on. It's a show, as your husband said, for everybody. We're all one human family. But because we have the freedom of choice, we can choose to love each other or we can choose not to love each other. But we were created to love each other, and we were not created to hate or hurt, despise each other. And something I wanted to speak on here, it's so very important, and it's not that long, but it carries so much weight, like a weight of a mountain. This right here, the book is called The Root Cause of All Evil. Now, what it says, people, is this. It says, woe to those that deal in fraud. Those who, when they have to receive by measure from other people, they give exact full measure. But when they have to give by measure or weight to people, they give less than due. Now, that's a terrible sin right there, people. That's a sin right there that tells, no matter what religion you call yourself in, that you're not a true believer. Because Allah or the Creator say you're not a true human being, a true believer in Him, until you want the good that you enjoy for your brother and your sister. You're not a believer, a true believer. And you can't just want for your brother or sister good. You got to show it. You got to show it. I mean, you know, a lot of people were taught about a lot of good they do. Muslims, Christians, and especially Muslims, they'll talk about a lot of good that they do or they going to do. And even a sister, Isla, beautiful sister, our co-host, was in the hospital telling me, and this is one of the greatest things our Creator said we can do is visit the sick, our sick brother and sister ill in the hospital. Give you so many great blessings and many for doing this. And she say, I think it was about three people that came to see her or even didn't even hardly call. Now, this shows you the condition of people. Most people now, and it says this in the Bible also. It says in the days we living in, which most people are called the last days, and they are the last days of evil. It says most people will be lovers of themselves. They won't be lovers of Allah, their Creator. And so we see this. Most people love themselves. In fact, to the extent that you got people calling themselves gods and goddesses. I've been working, you know, doing da'wah, what we mean by spreading the faith out in the community. I do community Islamic social work. Been doing it for 46 years. And a lot of guys will call me, say, hey, God, and you know, and I look at them like, you know, these people are really, they lost it. I mean, I'm gonna die. I'm breathing air. You see me, you can't see God. So, you know, I'm saying this for a reason. Almighty Allah, or the Creator of the heavens and the earth, say that you're not a true believer in Him until you worship Him, your Creator, as if though you see Him looking at you. Can you imagine this? You see Him looking at you. And though you see Him, you worship Him like you see Him looking at you, and though you know you don't see Him looking at you, you know that He is looking at you, but know that you can't see Him. But know that He see you. And see, this right here is called taqwa, the fear of your Creator. And if ain't nobody around you, you should always know you are never out of the presence of your Creator. He's omnipresent. He's never absent at any time or any place. So, you know, people, this is something I want to read to. It says, it is the right of a Muslim to speak up and oppose evil made against his Muslim brother. He or she should protect their Muslim brother's honor and defend their reputation in their absence. Should
a person falls short in fulfilling this right, he will be or she will be punished sooner than later. Mm-hmm. Take heed to this. To defend someone against evil is not something minor. No. There are clear and sound evidences that tells us that the virtue of one who fulfills this obligation as it will be clear from the text that follows. And it says it is in general observed that those who do want to indulge in backbiting, they keep silent at such occasions. This is not acceptable because it is also like promoting the same culture of gossiping, and becoming silent accomplices to gossiping. The following hadith tells us of the Prophet Muhammad that the reward which is due for such a person who protects others from such dishonor will find that Allah takes care of the protection of that person because he protected others. For a small act of kindness and justice, one earns a lasting reward in the hereafter. And this is the end of this right here. So I hope that you understood what I was saying, that it's so important for us to speak well of people in their absence. We are taught this as believers in Allah. If you don't have anything good to say about anybody, don't say anything. Keep silent. We're also taught that even if you see somebody doing wrong, seeing, hearing, or acting wrong, it says refrain, means don't even look at them. Just turn away from them so that won't influence you. Because Allah got another saying, he revealed to his prophet Muhammad, that we should refrain from seeing the evil and the wrong of other people that we know is in ourselves too. And Allah said, repair evil with what is better. And that what repair means is to fight off. You can't fight off evil with evil. You fight off evil with good. You fight off evil with love. You fight off evil with kindness. Because all those virtues come from Allah, and he has power over all things. So even in the Quran, evil says, I fear Allah. So even evil knows that the power of Allah. So what is the job of the evil Satan? To get people, us as human beings, not to fear our Creator. Because, see, when you got a person that don't fear their Creator, they'll do anything. Because they don't feel like they got to give an account for what they do. And then if they get away, they think they done got away with it. Most people, they keep right on doing it. They keep right on doing it. Yeah. And they think they got in the way.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody gets away with any wrong, people. Or you don't get away with any wrong. Our Creator is just so most merciful that he don't punish you every time you do wrong. Even he says that, this, and I'm going to conclude with this. He said, if we bring him sins as great as the circumference of the earth, you know, as round as earth, the bigger the earth, and he said, we don't associate no God with him, and we bring him sincere repentance, he'll forgive us of all of those sins. So we can see we got a Creator that wants us to be saved from self-destruction and the destruction of ourselves in this world. And he wants to invite us to come and live in his eternal world in the hereafter, where there will be no more dying, no more crying, no more suffering, no more losing the loved ones that you love. Huh? And you will get blessings you can't even imagine forever. And there's a place called the hell fire. He said, if you choose to live this life here in this world on earth, just doing what you want to do, which is all evil, and hurting people, mistreating people, slandering, backbiting people, committing all kinds of sins, and you die intentionally doing that, you will never come out of the hellfire. You will go to the hellfire forever, and you will never come out. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah. May Allah protect us from dying and going to the fire. Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
You're listening to The Reality of the Creator. And this show, the topic of this show today is False Gods Will Never Bring Peace and Justice. And that was Imam Shahid Shabazz, who you just heard. And I just wanted to wrap up some of the points, you know, of what you were saying, was that when people do this backbiting, or when people do this slandering, or when people do this gossiping, a lot of times it's because those same folks are looking for, they're worshiping the people, you know. They are looking for the people's approval. And when you're looking for the people's approval, you're considered worshiping the people, you know. And that's how deep it is in Islam. You know, you're looking for any approval besides Allah's. You're looking for any satisfaction besides the satisfaction of your Lord. You could easily be considered worshiping that thing or those people. You do these deeds. Like you said, you read the first hadith about weighing the weight, and when it comes time for you to receive something, you want your full measure. But when it comes time for you to give something, you always cutting it short. You know, you always taking a little
exactly.
bit off the top. You know, and that person right there is worshiping money, because money is the most important to you. It's not pleasing your.
That's right.
If you were trying to please your Lord, you'd put a little bit more on there. You know, I remember
sure
I used
would.
To buy material in New York. At the garment district down there, buy material to
mm-hmm.
get, you know, clothes made. And they, those Jewish people down there were so on their religion that if I needed 4.5 yards, they'd give me 5. They'd give me 6. They just go
that's
down
right.
and give me extra just because they want that they wanted blessings in their business. They, you know, this is business for them, but they wanted
that's
blessings.
Right.
That's somebody who follows their religion. Whether you Jewish, you Christian, you Muslim. Now, if you're the type that I'm supposed to get 5 quarts of oil and you put 4.5 quarts in there, you know, now you're worshiping money. And that even, that in Islam is considered you worshiping that money, because you, your creator is who gives you the money. Your skills, your
that's
talent,
right.
your friend, that money comes from Allah. Allah allows you to get that. So we as slaves of Allah, we as worshipers, we as the creation of Allah, we need to understand that, like the Imam said, Allah is always watching over us. He's never absent or unsure of what we're doing. You could hide in a closet. Allah knows 150% what you're doing, what you would have done, what you might have done, what would have happened if you did. He knows every single scenario Allah does. So there's no hiding from that. And when you do these other things, you either worship in the people, trying to get them to be happy with you, and then you're disrespecting Allah, or you're worshiping money, trying to get more money in your pocket than is written for you, and then you're not worshiping Allah, or some other thing, providing lip service. You know, that lip service is cheap. Talk is cheap.
Yes.
You know, talk is cheap, you know, but when it's in your heart, your actions are going to show it. You know, when it's just on your
that's
lips.
That's right.
Anybody could say it. Anybody can talk to talk. You know, if you're going to walk the walk, that's action. Walking the walk is action. Talking the talk, that's just lip service. You know, that doesn't mean a whole lot. Again, this is your co-host, Abdul Kareem, in Winston-Salem here. And I want to just point out, when Allah gives a command, Allah says to do this, as Muslims, as believers, and every other religion speaks for themselves, of course. I speak as a Muslim. When Allah gives a command to do something, we do it. And when Allah gives a command to not do something, we try our best not to do it. Okay? When he says stay away from something, we try our best to stay away from it. For us, for Muslims, that's considered worship. When we know the reason I'm staying away from this particular thing, which I might be good at, you know, it might be gambling or something. I might be a heck of a gambler for if it's for money or for some, you know, thing that's forbidden in Islam. I might be, but I stay away from it because I know it pleases Allah. Or Allah says, do this. and I stop watching the game, and I go make my purification, which we call wudu, and I go pray, it's because Allah says do this, okay? And Allah says don't do this. So I don't look at these, you know, my friend might have some pictures on his phone or something. I say, look, that's not, I can't look at those. I don't do this because Allah says not to do this. And then when man says the opposite and we do it, we could be considered worshiping that thing. So Allah says, don't go near this thing. Don't gamble. Don't go near these, you know, bad pictures. And and somebody else says, oh, man, it's okay. Come on with me, man. You hanging with the fellas. Let's do it. You could consider being worshiping that thing because Allah said, don't do it. Your friend said, do it. So you go ahead and do it. Allah says, go pray this amount of times. Pray. And somebody says to you, oh, you don't have to pray five times. That's when you get older. You know, it's for the older Muslims. Now, you young, you only could pray. Just go to Jumu'ah once a week on Friday. You'll be okay. You know, you follow that person. When Allah said, do something, and you said, and somebody else told you, oh, it's okay if you don't do what Allah says, you're worshiping that thing. Because Allah said, do, and your friend said, ah, you don't have to do it. You could do it later. He gave you some excuse, some lie, and you're going to follow your friend's lie or excuse. You're considered worshiping your friend. So when Allah says do, we do. We try to do. And when we don't do, we know it's a sin, and we ask Allah to forgive us, and God willing, Allah forgives us, and it's fine. But when we follow somebody who's telling us to do something other than the command of Allah, or tells us to avoid something that Allah commanded us to do, or telling us to do something Allah commanded us to avoid, we are considered worshiping that thing. So we need to ask, if you don't know where you got your information from, you could ask the person, where did you get that from? Where did you asking me to do something that it's clearly says it's against my religion, or Allah, God clearly says not to do this, and you're saying do it, where did you get it from? You know, where did you get that information from? Can you show me? Because you're talking about disrespecting Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth. It's important for us not to do that, right? We don't drive down the street and see a speed limit that says 35 miles an hour, and your friend in the passenger seat says, oh, don't worry, you could do 60 on this road. And we say, why? Oh, you know, because there's never cops here, or because we're in a rush. Oh, don't worry, okay, you could listen to your friend because that's a worldly thing. But if you get pulled over, you can't tell the police officer, hey, my friend said it was okay. He's right here in the passenger seat. I know the speed limit is 30, but he said it was okay for me to do 60. I didn't even want to do 60. He told me I can go ahead and do 60. It's okay. The police officer's not going to go to your friend and say, hey, if you said that, then it's okay. No, he's going to slap that ticket on your chest and tell you to have a nice day. Go pay it in court. And not to compare Allah to his creation, but that's, I think, what we do a lot of the time. We listen to our friends, we listen to our you know, who we consider our friends, and we listen to other people, and when they command us to do something that Allah commanded us not to do, and they give us their justification, you know, we follow it, we're following the shaitan. You're following against Allah's command, basically you're following the shaitan, and we constantly seek Allah's protection from that. Just from that desire, we know peer pressure is a real thing. You know, the worship of people or having people be happy with you is a real thing that we fight all the time. You know, that's why a lot of us are in such financial ruin, because we constantly chasing what your next door neighbor has. So we just have to be aware. In Islam, that tawhid is a big, big deal. You know, worship is broken down to its very last point. And we try our best to do what Allah says and not do what Allah tells us not to do. And then when we make a mistake or we fall into temptation or whatever it is, we ask Allah to forgive us. And Allah forgives. Ghafoor Rahim, He could forgive everything wholesale. Like the Imam said earlier, if your sins were like the as big as the world, Allah could forgive those for you. If you just don't worship, avoid trying to do anything that's worship to anything but Allah. There's another caller on here, and it's been on for a little while. 336 area code. This one ends with 7103. I want to just give you a chance to see if if you have a question, and what's your name and where you calling from?
Sister Nadira, Winston-Salem. I was just listening to Imam Shahid. He's been my teacher for 20-something years, and he's a wonderful teacher. And I appreciate his message today, and it's very true, and it touched my heart. And I appreciate everything.
Alhamdulillah, sister. But we definitely appreciate calling and attending to the show and being one of these callers here in the North Carolina area code. We have them all over the country today, but we definitely appreciate that local call. I don't know if you had any particular question. If not, I'm sure the imam will definitely continue. But did you have any question on the topic at all, sis, or did you just want to continue to listen?
I'm just listening right now.
Okay. May Allah bless you. And Imam, before I put you back on, there was one more call. I just wanted to ask the name, and unless you had something that you wanted to say right away.
No, sir. Go ahead on, please.
All right. Sure. Sure enough. This one is in the 919 area code also. We have North Carolina covered from stem to stern today. And this number ends with 2047. What's your name and where you calling from? Did you have any question there, brother or sister, at the 919 area code? Ends in the 2047. If not, of course, you could just continue to listen. You don't have to make a comment if you don't want to. Definitely up to you.
Do okay. They have to push the number one? Because I know this particular brother.
Okay. Maybe if you're listening, maybe you could push the number one. That may help. Usually, I think I see if they push the number one, something lights up
okay.
over here. But I have him live, but I don't hear anything, so he might be either on mute or just may not want to comment. And I think I've seen that number before, so yeah, I may know who that is, but we could come back to him, inshallah. A little later. And there's a few other callers on. They just haven't been on for too long. So I will give you some time. Our topic today is false gods will never bring peace and justice. False gods will never bring peace and justice. And we've kind of gone the whole gamut of, who Allah, God is Allah is the only God worthy of worship. And worship could be considered anything from praying to something to, having some kind of good luck charm to, praying to, your passed away loved one who you think is up in heaven with God and they can intercede somehow for you or, all that is considered worship to us or not listening to a command from Allah because your friend or your priest or your rabbi or your imam or your cousin told you it's okay. To disobey a command from Allah because some human being told you that it's okay. So we've kind of gone the whole gamut. So there's a whole lot that the people could add to this conversation. And again, Imam, I'd like to just bring you back on. And of course, the topic today is false gods will never bring peace and justice. And only Allah is the reality. Everything else will pass away and fade away. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Imam.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, brother. First of all, what I want to say to you all, my beautiful audience, is this. When you say false, you're talking about something that's not real. You're talking about something that don't exist. So when you say false gods will never bring peace and justice. Do we have peace and justice on this earth right now? Just be honest with yourself. No. Why? Because most people are worshiping false idols as gods. I want to say this too, because this is not mentioned a whole lot. In marriages, good marriages, or marriage spirit, you can be worshiping your husband. You can be worshiping your wife.
You can be worshiping your children, your grandchildren, your family, your relatives. Even that right there is haram. That's forbidden by Allah. When you die, can you, if your relative dies, can you stop your relative from dying? Your child, be it whoever it may be. You can't stop that person from dying. So, that person couldn't have been a god, because the real God, the real creator, people, he have no beginning. Allah have no beginning and no ending. Allah has always existed from the beginning, and Allah will always exist at the end of time. So, these false gods, they are constantly passing away. And Allah say in the hell fire that these false gods that people worship, other than him, don't testify. He said on the day of judgment, really, they're going to testify that, no, you worship me, and I had no idea. I didn't know nothing about you worshiping me. That's what Allah say they're going to say. I didn't know nothing about you worshiping me, so don't be blaming me for worshiping me. I ain't telling you to worship me. You did that on your own. So we're not supposed to worship our wives, our husband. See, it's a difference in worship and respect. And respect comes out of true worship. If you worship your creator truthfully and wholeheartedly, you're going to automatically respect your husband, your wife, your children, your family, and your human family. Because Allah said he created us as a human race that we might what? Love each other, respect each other, and help each other in virtuous work, good works, and forbid each other from what? All that is wrong. But when you're worshiping false gods, these false gods, Allah say, they can't do you neither good nor harm. In other words, what Allah is saying is that these false gods, whether it be your wife, your husband, whoever, they can't make you do good. They can't make you do wrong. Allah says the choices that we make, that's a personal choice. So even if my wife or my husband told me to do something against what Allah, our creator, say, I don't have to obey her. She don't have to obey me. They're not obligated to obey you. You're not Allah. You're not their creator. But Allah do obligate us to respect each other. And to not only respect each other, but to understand that even though we're in a physical body, that without taqwa, the consciousness of your creator, who is spiritual inside of you, Allah said, then you are spiritually dead. And he said, you will fall down to the lowest level of moral degradation. You'll do anything. He said, you'll fall down and do things worse than the lowest animal would do. And we see this in the world today. So we need to come back to the true worship, because only the true worship can give us what? Peace and justice. All peace comes from the Creator, Allah. All justice comes from Allah. In fact, people, you know what? Allah said he created the heavens and the earth before he created man, and he said he created the heavens and the earth for justice and for a term appointed. Justice. You know what comes out of justice? Equality. I can't be just if, like the brother said earlier, I say, look, man, I'm gonna loan you $100. And when it comes time for me to pay you the $100 you loaned me, I say, man, I just don't want to pay you $100. I'm just gonna pay you $50, man. And you just have to accept that, man. That's not justice. You're doing an injustice to your brother. See? So, we all know what justice is. Justice is a word that, the root of it, the word justice is equality. Allah created everything he created in the heavens and the earth in justice. We see a just balance in the whole creation. See, that's what balancing things are, people. That's why the government is so out of balance, because they just want to help a few and not everybody. And it's supposed to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. So if you don't do that, then what you're doing, you're going against the will of the Creator. And you're oppressing His people. And the Creator say, don't oppress. I don't desire oppression for myself, and I don't desire oppression for my people. So don't do or don't oppress each other. And when you treat anybody unjust, you're oppressing that person, and you will be punished by your Creator. And it won't take long, as I read earlier. The punishment of Allah say for evil is coming swiftly today, because He's winding up time for evil on His planet Earth. He created the planet Earth for good. He created the planet Earth so we can have a good life down here, a heavenly-like life down here. And He said in the beginning it was like that, until man and woman went astray following their own false, carnal self-desires. So let's give up our self-desires and realize that hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of our Creator. If we remember our Creator all the time, we ain't got to have $1 billion to be content. We don't have to have a husband, a wife, or anything to be content. We was created by our Creator with His contentment and His peace and His love in our soul. So long as you obey your Creator, you'll always have peace, and no one can break that peace. And you will not be trying to keep up with the Joneses, because right now, in my conclusion for this talk, at this time, you have today more millionaires, billionaires, and trillionaires committing suicide than ever before in history. Why? You're supposed to be wealthy when you got all that kind of money. Is that right? You're supposed to be satisfied. You're supposed to be happy. So why are you killing yourself? Because the only one can give you heartfelt satisfaction is your Creator. You can't get it from your wife. She can't satisfy you. A lot of people talking about my wife satisfy me. My husband satisfy me. My girlfriend satisfy me. My boyfriend satisfy me. And this ain't just dealing with sex. If they give you cars, money, whatever, the whole world, you still ain't going to be satisfied. Because why? In my ending, hearts do find only satisfaction in the good pleasure of Allah. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah. You are listening to The Reality of the Creator. And this week's broadcast title is False Gods Will Never Bring Peace and Justice. And that is Imam Shahid Shabazz dropping all kinds of bombs on us. So, you know, Imam, we got to deal with this, because you know, I get every time you say something pro-wife, I get a text from my wife like, did you hear that? You know, so the truth is the truth. So it's not going to change whether it suits me or suits the other person or suits, you know, who you doing business with or who you married to. If it's the truth, we just try to listen to what Allah says. And that's the beauty of how Allah does things, because then it's going to be a real answer. See, when men comes up with answers, men and women come up with answers, it's going to change tomorrow or change next week or change next month, depending on the climate, depending on the circumstance, depending on the situation. But when Allah gives it, it's not going to change. It's going to be the same. You know, that's why, you know, we all worship the same one God. We just have different theories or opinions on what monotheism means, or what, you know, what some of the rules and commands mean. But we worship the same God, so, you know, we need to worship Him in a way that's pleasing to Him, and we need to have proof on what our opinion is. You know, it just can't just be our opinion. We need to have some proof to back it up. You do it this way, why? You do it that way, why? Okay? You drive on the right side of the street, I drive on the left side of the street, why? Oh, well, because I learned how to drive in Great Britain. Well, guess what? You're in America now. You drive on that side of the street over here, you're going to get killed. You're going to get other people killed. right? So you got to follow the rules of, you know, of the last prophet or messenger that was here, and it shouldn't change from what your messenger or prophet said. You might have a few different rules or a few different small things, but the main message is not going to change from prophet to prophet, messenger to messenger, and especially not in fundamentals like one God. You know, that is not going to change. You can get a million more messengers here. They will all say worship one God. They're not going to build a statue or a building or something and say, oh, this is your new God. It's just not going to happen. So you ended with some jewels from the Quran, and I pulled a few verses from the Quran just to highlight the point and the topic of today's discussion. First, in right in Surah Al-Fatiha, which is one of the verses that us Muslims say at least 17 times a day during our prayers, Allah says, you alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help for everything. So every prayer we say, you alone we worship, you alone we pray for help, and we ask Allah to show us the straight path, because it's Allah alone we worship and Allah alone that we pray for help. Allah says, O mankind, and that was in Surah Al-Fatiha. This one is in Surah Al-Baqarah, which is the second verse of Quran. O mankind, worship your Lord, Allah, who created you and those who were before you, so that you may become pious, which is Arabic word is mutakun, so that you may become pious. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and those who were before you, so that you may become al-muttaqun, so that you may become pious. Allah created you and those before you. He created me and everything before me. Worship that Allah alone, so that maybe we can become pious individuals. Worship Allah alone, so that maybe we could become pious individuals. If whoever we're worshiping, or whoever we're listening to, or whoever we're praying to, didn't create you and those before you, then you should not be worshiping that thing. The only deity worthy of worship is Allah, and he's telling us, oh mankind, that's everybody, Muslim, Jew, Christian, atheist, Buddhist, everybody, worship your Lord who created you and those before you, so that you may become pious. You worship him alone, you have a shot. Next verse. Who has made the earth a resting place? Who has made the earth a resting place for you? And the sky as a canopy for you? And sent down water and rain from the sky, and brought forth therewith many fruits as a provision for you? Then do not set up rivals unto Allah in worship, while you know that he alone has the right to be worshipped. Don't set up rivals when you know that nothing else has the right to be worshipped except the creator of the heavens and the earth. So to turn to anything else in worship, turn to anything else in supplication, to turn to anything else in prayer to, is an abomination, is a major disrespect to the creator of the heavens and the earth. In a hadith narrated from the prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, supplication is the essence of worship. So if we're supplicating to something else, if we, like I said before, rubbing that rabbit's foot, or you know, whatever man-made idol thing that you, you know, a horseshoe or whatever, and praying for some good outcome, the supplication is the essence of worship. So you're making supplication to this thing, and that's a major sin. It's a major disrespect to the creator of the heavens and the earth, and we need to turn back to him and say, oh Allah, forgive me for that. I was ignorant. I didn't know any better. Our friends taught me that. I didn't know that you, oh Allah, the creator of everything, didn't like that, or that was displeasing to you. We turn to our Lord when we make these stupid mistakes, because we might have made them from social ignorance, just socially being around people, you know, that they don't follow a particular religion. They just follow, you know, whatever they see somebody else doing. And so you may do it and not know that that's considered worship, which is considered only due to Allah. which if you're doing it to something else or someone else, I mean, how many people have we heard say, you know, pray to their dead grandparent in heaven, look over me, or, you know, some other thing. All those things are considered disrespectful to the creator of the heaven and the earth, because he is, Allah is the only thing, the only, excuse me, we're saying that thing, the only deity worthy of being worshipped. There's nothing else in the circle of being worthy of being worshipped except Allah. There's nothing worthy of worship, nothing. It starts like that. Nothing. Clear all the space. Then inside that space, you could only put Allah, because that's the only deity worthy of worship. Allah's apostle used to say at the times of difficulty, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, the majestic, the most forbearing. None has the right to be worshipped but Allah, Lord of the tremendous throne. None has the right to be worshipped but Allah, Lord of the heavens and Lord of the honorable throne. And that's an authentic hadith from Ibn Abbas. And then we just ask Allah that we worship him in a way that pleases him. We ask Allah that we act in a way that pleases him. And we ask Allah to forgive us when we make a mistake or fall short from that worship or those things that please him. Alhamdulillah, Imam, I would like to turn it back over to you, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you, brother. People, I would just like to say, because we're probably getting near to the end of the conclusion of the show, I would like to say I thank you again for tuning in. You could have been doing something else, but you seem to fit to be on this beautiful program that not only I'm a teacher of, but when I'm on it, I'm being taught, because I'm only an empty vessel that Allah is using to speak through to you. So I get the message first, and then I relay it to you. So the sister that called in said I had been teaching her for over 20-something years in North Carolina. I have been blessed to do that because I was out in the street doing what's called da'wah. Da'wah in Islam is spreading the faith to other people, going out, calling other people to the way of Allah, and helping people. Most Muslims don't do that. Yes, I'm saying it because it's a fact. And Almighty Allah, we were taught this even as a child, and it's still a fact that prayer, if you pray and you don't go out and do good works to follow up your prayer is dead. The Creator don't even accept your prayer. And as the brother said earlier, Amen, that it's action that speaks louder than words. Anybody can talk a good talk. But can anybody walk and live that good walk? Huh? That's what's going to change the world. Walking the good walk, not talking the good talk. See? You see? In fact, people, you know, we are very blessed to have a creator like we do, as the brother was saying. And our creator, he's so merciful, and he's so gracious to us. I look at my life every day, and I evaluate my life from a little boy to now, and I ask Allah, the Creator, forgive me of all my sins, forgive me of all my mistakes, and protect me from making those same mistakes and other mistakes and sins in the future till I die. This is my prayer. This is my personal prayer. But it can be a prayer that you all can say that will save you and mean it. Allah, and I want to say this, Allah say the reason evil is spreading in religion now to where you ain't hardly got many true Muslims, Christians, Jews, Buddhists, Hindus. You ain't got many people in religion that's sincere today. And Allah, he said that's why hypocrisy is so dominant in religion today, all of them. He said because most people are not sincere. Do you know what sincerity is, people? I'm not saying you don't. Sincerity is honesty. Sincerity is truthfulness. Sincerity is the fear of displeasing your Creator, because only He can give you peace. Only your Creator can give you happiness. Only He can give you mercy.
Only he can give you grace, all the good that you need. Nothing else can do that. So you shouldn't fear your creator, because he ain't no creator that just punish you for everything you do. He's a creator that forbears with you. He's most forbearing. He lets you keep doing the same thing over and over again wrong, and he still don't punish you. I've done the same thing over and over and over again wrong. And I've always come to him with sincere toba or repentance, and he's always forgiven me. And now in my 60s, he's blessed my life to be more peaceful. I'm already in heaven. My body's just on earth, but spiritually and mentally, I'm already in heaven. And I know some other folks that are too on this program and all. And you can have heaven on earth, people. You don't have to die to go to heaven, not physically. But, you know, most people with this coronavirus and all this pandemonium and all this, it is so absurd. You got all kinds of diseases out here right now that's killing people as I talk. This is another game of the government, of Satan, of the tricks of Satan's followers in the government to put fear in people's hearts. To put fear in people's hearts so that they will fear dying and losing their body rather than what? Understanding you're going to lose your body anyway. It's your soul you should be concerned about. Not no coronavirus, but a soul virus. Huh? You should be worried about your soul virus. Talking about a coronavirus.
that soul virus is the one that's going to cause you a lot more problems if you don't have that.
That's
one.
Right. That's right. Because that's going to take you to a place. You think evil is in this world. You ain't seen evil yet until after the judgment day. And the Creator say, "I know you not. Enter thou the hell fire that I have prepared for you over there for not living a life that I created you to live." That's what that now you talking about some fear. Allah say even when the people that's going to hell see the fire on the day of judgment from far, he say they're gonna have such a terror in them that never known in this world here. You never known a terror in this world that you will know that terror. He says, "Oh man," and this is something I want to share too because it's Christian and Muslim related. Everybody that go to heaven, they're going to have a light, the light of the Creator in their life. And they're going to have that light shining on the day of judgment. Because Allah said when he raised everybody up from their dead graves for resurrection and judgment, he said we're going to be in total darkness. He's going to raise us up in total darkness. And he said the only people that will see him is those who have his light. And he say, as their people are going into the hellfire and into heaven, all of those going into heaven with his light, they can see the bridge called the Sirat. This is the bridge over heaven to get you into heaven over hellfire and show you how to get into heaven. He said, they're going to be able to see. And he said, all of those going to hell, they're going to be running up to them saying, the ones with the light of Allah saying, let us borrow some of your light so we can see how to get in there too. And Allah said he's going to tell them, no, tell them to go to the back of the line and see if they can find some light back there. Mm-hmm. So people, you got to get the light of your Creator now for yourself by living a righteous life, a sincere life, a pure life, a clean life. If you don't want to be one of them people running up there talking about, can I borrow some of your light? Ain't nobody going to have light, Allah say, but just enough light for they self to get in heaven. So you got to get your own light. And you get your light now by living a righteous life, a just and clean and pure life, an honorable, good life, a just life on this earth right now. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Reality of the Creator show, and today's topic is false gods will never bring peace and justice. I'm just going to ask a few more people here what's their name and where they're calling from. We only have about 5 or 6 minutes left in the show, but at least we could find out if you want to say a question and we could take it under advisement. 804 area code, ends with 5610. Did you want to say your name and where you're calling from? All right, I'll give you a minute or two to see if maybe there's a delay. But the 804 area code, 5610 is the number. Thank you for listening in, and hopefully you'll listen in next week. We come on every week at 12 o'clock till right at about 1:30. And, of course, participation or questions are encouraged. We look forward to it. There's a 614 phone number here, the 614 area code, and this one ends with 7186. Not sure if you had say your name or if you had a comment, but I'm giving you a chance. What's your name and where you're calling from? 614 area code.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Dr. Aisha Love. I'm a doctor of natural health sciences, and I'm calling from, I'm in California, but I'm my number is a Columbus, Ohio, so that would be my grounding area and Masjid al-Islam. I don't really have any questions. I, unfortunately, due to the time change, I kind of get mixed up on who's doing what when, especially when it's this side of the country or that side of the country. So I was not able to hear everything. And I had a whole lot of stuff prepared in regards to what we're facing in the world today. But I just, if nobody minds, I would like to say a couple things.
Sister, we don't have a lot of time today for it. We can give you about a minute if you could contain it in that minute, inshallah.
Okay. The only thing that I will say is preventative care is better than the cure. And that's an Islamic sunnah. That's a standing in Islam. And it, in regards to Islamic medicine as well, black seed oil, if you look, you'll see that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, would take 7 grains of the black seed, soak them in water, and then he would snuff it in his nose. That's something we can do as a preventative care, because black seed is something that will kill every or destroy every sickness, except for, of course, they say death.
Yeah.
Another thing too, steam inhalation is very effective, because this virus, true or not true, we still have to give some consideration to it. Steam inhalation, you don't want to get too close to the water, but enough to let the steam go in your nose and your lungs, because this virus, any virus cannot live in temperatures of 212, something like that. So it cannot live in that. So when you go out in the world, you're mingling among the people, then come home, remove your clothing. If it's cold enough, hang your clothing outside, let all that air get on it. Do the steam inhalation. Let your family do it every time you go out, because if it's true, then you're exposing them as well. And we want to be safe. And there's a dua that we don't get the blessing from Allah, not because he doesn't want to bless us, but because we don't go to him.
Assalamu alaikum, sister. Inshallah, you could, hopefully you could still hear me. We appreciate your comments. And inshallah, if you could please try to sign in next week. We would love to have get you on sooner so you could share that information with us. Imam, we have about 60 seconds left. I'm not sure if you wanted to use that to close out or if you had any last statements, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
No, I would like to use that, my beloved brother and sister. Thank you, Sister Aisha, for coming on. That was very good. We need to know these things. You are a doctor, and you've been a Muslim a long time, so you have facts to give to the people to help them. Thank you very much. I would just
like to
say we give all praises to the one God, the creator of all people. And we ask him only for help, because he's the only one who can help us. And we don't associate nothing he created with him, because he's the creator and it was nothing in the beginning It was only him. And he created creation. I know 10 minutes. So I want to all give all praises to Allah and say thank you again, people, for listening. And may Allah bless you and your families and help you come back to Almighty God before it's too late, because I don't want any of you to go to the hellfire. Ameen.
Ameen. Alhamdulillah.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
And obstacles